Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. The temperature outside may not feel quite accurate, but it is April, even though it's a little cooler than we're used to on the thermometer. If you are looking for some tasks you can do before setting out plants around the yard and garden this year, our yard and garden specialists have some guidelines for things you can do now to prepare your garden soil for warmer weather. First of all, keep in mind that most soils in Iowa are fairly well suited for growing a variety of things, from vegetables to flowers and turf, but there are a few that may have special problems that need correction before planting. If you have questions about soil amendments, our horticulture specialists have some tips. You can also call the ISU Hortline at 515-294-3107 with specific questions about your garden site. In Iowa, we get questions about applying lime. Gardeners should apply lime to gardens and lawns only when recommended by a soil test. Soil test is generally a great place to start, regardless of what your soil amendment question is. A soil test will indicate the current soil pH and, if necessary, the amount of lime to apply to the area. If you do determine that you do need to apply lime to moderate the pH of a certain soil area, you can use a variety of materials, including ground limestone, which is mainly calcium carbonate, or dolomitic limestone, which contains calcium carbonate and magnesium carbonate. Lime is generally applied to acidic soils to raise the soil pH. Soil pH is important because it affects the availability of essential nutrients. The pH scale runs from 0 to 14. Any pH below 7 is acidic, and any above is alkaline or basic. The pH of 7 is a neutral soil. The optimum pH range for most flowers, vegetables, and horticulture crops is between 6 and 7, so just barely acidic. Lime is applied to acidic soils with a pH below 6 to raise the pH into the optimum range. However, an application of lime to an already alkaline soil can raise the pH to excessively high levels and reduce the availability of plant nutrients, leading to poor plant growth. So again, make sure you are doing a soil test before you determine if you need to add things to your soil. Another question our horticulture specialists sometimes get is on adding gypsum. Advertisements for gypsum sometimes claim that this will help loosen heavy clay soils and improve drainage. However, the addition of gypsum to Iowa soils is of little benefit and is chiefly used to amend sodic soils, which are mainly found in the arid regions of the western United States and not generally applicable to our Iowa soils. If you are looking to loosen heavy clay soils, core aeration may be the best way to go. We've chatted about that a little bit recently. The core aerator should remove soil cores approximately 3/4 of an inch in diameter and 3 inches deep. There should be 20 to 40 holes per square foot, and April and September are the best time to do aeration on soils in Iowa. If you have vegetable and flower gardens that have that clay-heavy soil, you may be able to improve those by applying and incorporating an organic matter, such as compost, into the soil. Work the organic matter into the top 8 to 12 inches of the soil using something similar to a tiller. Similarly, if you have questions about applying a complete fertilizer, again, do a soil test to determine the level of nutrients and apply and incorporate only the recommended type and amount of fertilizer indicated as needed on the soil test results. Apply this to these top 6 to 8 inches of soil prior to planting in the spring. If the fertility level of soil is unknown, apply and incorporate 1 to 2 pounds of a 10-10-10 or similar analysis fertilizer per 100 square feet in the spring, but do keep in mind that doing this repeatedly every year may result in too high of a nutrient concentration in the soil and end up damaging the plants. So if you're not soil testing every several years and are applying products to the soil, you may want to occasionally soil test to monitor your nutrient levels. Another question we get in rural areas oftentimes is about applying barnyard manure to a vegetable garden in the spring. Barnyard manure certainly does contain a variety of nutrients, such as nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and other things that plants need to grow, and is also, of course, a source of high-quality organic matter. However, keep in mind that manure also contains pathogens, such as E. coli and Salmonella, that can cause infections in humans. For food safety reasons, you should have at least a 3-month interval between the manure application and the harvest of vegetables from the garden. For this reason, in home gardens, fall is the best time to apply and incorporate manure into the garden. That way it has time to decompose, break down a little bit into the soil over the winter. The sun on the manure also will help remove some of those pathogenic materials. So possibly applying manure this spring is not a great idea. However, if you want to pull that manure aside and let it sit and then apply in the fall, it should be a great addition to your garden next spring. For more resources on lawn and garden or a variety of other topics, you can give us a call here at the Cass County Extension Office, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at the website or on our Facebook page. You can also stop by the office here at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.